Obviously, for Saturday afternoon, if you strange sort of game, really, are you unlucky to come away with nothing from this one in the end?
Yeah, I suppose in a way we were a little bit unlucky, yeah. But, you know, to be fair to them, they've scored two decent goals, and we should have done better with a couple of opportunities that we had, but obviously it didn't quite work out. We didn't play particularly well, although at times I thought we were probably the better side, but it is going to take a while for these players to blend, and especially when it's so stop-start, and which it is at the minute. You know, we're going to end up playing two games in 17 days or something, and then, or three games in 17 days, and then next thing you know, we're playing probably five in 20 or something. So it's all a bit mismatch at the minute.
And so you play some decent football at times. Shouldn't forget probably that they did actually have plenty of opportunities first half. Paul Jones made some decent saves, but to then take the lead, I mean, that you've got to be hoping that almost sort of knocks the stuffing out of them, haven't you?
I think the second goal would have, but I thought we deservedly at the time went ahead. I thought the first goal, we were probably on top at that particular time, and we should have gone away. And I just got the feeling that they felt like they were going to win no matter what they did. And I'm not saying they thought it was going to be easy, because that's not the case, but I said to him at half-time, we'd played at pretty much 60% there. And I said, if you lift it to 75%, you'll win the game, and which is not a lot to ask, really. So it was a little bit of a strange atmosphere, and like I say, we can't get a momentum going because of the gaps between the games. So, you know, once they get going, hopefully, and we get a little bit more of a blend of the team, it'll be fine.
Yeah, there's no tiredness today, was there? I mean, you're still going at the end.
Yeah, no, there's no tiredness, and you know, they're fresh. And I said to the players before the game, I expect them to be fresh, and they've been fantastic in training this week. They've been excellent. They've been full of energy, and they've fizzed the ball about. And so that's one of the disappointing things. I just think maybe we were just a little bit naive today. A bit naive, but again, that's what you get when you keep throwing younger players out.
I said first half they had better of the opportunities. Looked like you tightened up second half, so it must be particularly disappointing the second goal.
Yeah, corner, which is disappointing. You know, they're a bigger side than us. They're physically bigger than us, as happens most weeks, to be fair. But, you know, it's probably a relatively new thing for Jamie having to pick up from corners, but it's something he's going to have to learn very quickly, because we haven't got the biggest of teams. So anybody who's anywhere near 6 foot ends up having to do a job. And to be fair to Niall Canavan, he's took his goal pretty well, but I'd expect Jamie to do a little bit better.
Then the other one, he was unlucky to hit the crossbar, wasn't he? I mean, you know, what, an inch low, and that's probably going to go in off the underside.
Yeah, probably. And like I say, he's at full stretch, and you know, it was not the best of 5 minutes for Jamie, to be fair. But you know, I thought at times he looked a handful, although, you know, he's still got a lot of work to do. He's not played league football for 7 months, so, and he's still only 20 years of age, so it's going to take a while. But so I've said to some of the younger players, you've got to grow up very fast, because we are what we are and we've got what we've got. So they're going to have to grow up pretty quick if we're going to keep pushing up the table.